You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Open line.
Linda, good morning and thank you for calling in.
Hi, Eusebius. Eusebius, I really think that we're missing the boat here. There's a lot of work done on something called the first 1,000 days of a child's life.
Yes.
And this is when, you know, if you go and look what the Netherlands and what Sweden have done, they've reduced their jails. And the reason is that they've put nurses going home with the mommy and the baby, checking in for the first 7 days. Teaching a mother a simple skill like rocking from side to side calms the baby down. Teaching the mother that when you speak to a child, you don't look down on it and raise your voice. You come down to the child's level, look it in the eye and say very quietly, "My darling, this is unacceptable." Now we race on in this country. We've got a policy of 1,000 days, but it's all about nutrition. Nutrition's not what it's about. It's about nutrition. It's about nurturing. It's about nature. By the time these little tots get to the early learning centers, they've already missed the boat. And what the research shows is for every dollar you spend in the first 1,000 days of a child's life, you save 17 later on. But we don't support these young mothers. We don't teach them how to be a good mother. We think it's normal that it's a... We hear often parents saying, "Oh, I let him cry because he must learn to control himself." The only thing that baby can do is cry. So by the time it gets to early learning system, it's learned that it can only get on in life if it creates a racket, if it smacks a little, another little one. And this is where we're going wrong. We can go on about the school system till the cows come home. But if we've not got a simple campaign, like a 30-minute ad coming from the health department or the Department of Education, how to deal with your toddler as an occasional advert on TV, what do we expect?
Linda?
Yes.
I agree. There's nothing more I can say. I think what you've said is pitch and word perfectly. The only thing I would add in there is, and dads as well.
You see this? That is the most important part. A study was shown this morning that the developing baby's brain, the mother and father's voice, are the most essential parts of what he should hear. They've done these studies. Daddy should have paternity leave. They must cuddle those babies. They must tell them they love them. Mm. Because then he's not going to be abandoned as a 17-year-old with a knife in his hand.
Absolutely.
It won't happen.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Eusebius, but I've been wanting to phone you for months to say we are missing the boat. It's about the first 1,000 years, first 1,000 days, and it's not about nutrition. Breastfeeding can happen for 6 months of that, which is 200 days. It is about nurturing. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful, beautiful call. Don't say the obvious. Obviously, nutrition is also important. Listen to the spirit and the substance of Linda's point. If the first 1,000 days, your child already falling behind, and remember we used to focus developmentally on the first 5 years, just the first 1,000 years, then it means that you already have tens of thousands of kids that are falling behind trying to catch up. Now imagine in the first 1,000 days of a child's life, they do not have access to the kind of nurturing that Linda was articulating. That means your child, our children, because this is SA Inc. we're talking about, so we're all implicated in the consequences of not investing in early childhood development. That child already is lagging behind, which means that you then spend subsequent years trying to catch up rather than being a citizen that flourishes and contributes usefully to your society.